wanted to tell you a few things.
If you want to hear, so listen. The tshuva process is a very interesting thing. All of the time, oh, shalom aleichem, welcome back. Here with us. So the tshuva process is something very interesting. All of the time, they're showing to you that you haven't got it until now, and maybe from now on you're going to be able to understand something, hopefully. And it's very interesting because in that moment that you think, all right, now I got it, then the SRI is coming and with music and is showing to you that you haven't done nothing until now. And a wonderful understanding. It's a known thing that a person should do tshuva on the things that he was doing before, on his sins. So, just for certain observation, to think about it, point of certain clarification on bad thoughts, on hiruvim that all of us had and still have bad thoughts, you need to think good. You need to think. So we know that the Torah Kedosha is helping us to fix ourselves. This is the weapon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But there is a certain way of learning that can help and can fix the bad thoughts and bad iruvim, because the bad thoughts are causing horrible damage to the men. Horrible damage, the bad thoughts. Thoughts on women especially. Because it's written here, the thoughts of sinning are even worse than the sin itself. You can see that by the order, the height of the organs. And the brain is the highest part of them all. So the thoughts are more important than bad eyesight, from bad words, from lashon, hearing lashon hara, talking lashon hara, doing horrible things with your hands, doing horrible things with your legs, running to sin and sinning with your hands, with all of your organs. It's lower, means causing less damage than filthy thoughts. The thoughts push the person to sin physically. This is like we explained a few times based on what the Tarav Shalom told us on the blessing that we're saying, Slach lanu, that request, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, forgive us Father because we sin. What's the meaning of that question, of that request? Forgive us because we sin. Forgive me because I stolen $1 million from you. How can you forgive me on the fact that I stolen? I need to do tshuva. Forgive us Father because we regret. Forgive us Father because we want to do tshuva. But we're saying forgive us Father because we sin. Ki chatanu. How can you ask for forgiveness because you sin? You need to do something. You need to show that you regret. So Rav Shalom explained, after the person is sinning, he's waking up to realize, I'm low. I'm humble now. The physical body, when it comes to sin, this is the last act. This is the result of all of the bad thoughts that the person had before. The sins start in the head, in the thoughts, in the bad thoughts, in the sadness, in the heart desire, and then the organs are sinning. So, just we cannot wake up from realizing we have bad thoughts. People are not sensitive enough. Like the Shulchan Aruch is saying that people are not careful on that, on looking with their eyes on women. They're saying, what am I sinning? I wasn't talking to her. I wasn't touching her. I wasn't doing nothing. Shulchan Aruch. And people are not realizing the damage that they're causing to themselves just with thinking. You're looking, this is it. In the moment that you looked, you saw, this is it. Your mind is there. Your thoughts are there. This is it. Whatever you see. See a microphone. This is it. You're thinking about microphones now. You see a table. You're inside the table. Your thoughts are going straight after your eyes. So actually all of the damage that the organs made are just the result of the heart that was desiring and the thought that were wandering and on and on and on and on and on and on. And all right, now slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. All right, now I see. All right, I sin. If I'm off from the Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not following the orders, the halachot, so I realize I was wrong. So it is a certain way of asking for forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need to find a way, and this is what that I want to tell you, how to fix the thoughts. And I heard from Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that we talked about him a lot of times, one of the friends of Rav Shalom, that is a huge, huge, hidden, righteous man, that he said that to learn Mishnayot in your thoughts, it's a huge tikkun for Pgama Brit. To learn Mishnayot only in your thoughts, not to memorize them by heart, not to mention them with your lips, not to read Mishnayot, to think Mishnayot. For that you need to read Mishnayot, because you need to remember the Mishnayot, or you need to open and read them inside. And he said that it's fixing in an amazing way. And he told me something that I was amazed to hear, and I still don't have the understanding how to cover that, but I'm not going to be cheap to hide it from you. It's not my job. My job is to be generous, to share everything that I can, and more than that, to work on myself to be able to share more. That he said that the Tikkun HaKlali of Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not fixing Pgama Brit. It's not fixing Pgama Brit. So I asked him, but Rabbeinu said that it's for a person that had Mikre Laila, so it's supposed to fix Pgama Brit. So he told me, you know, once I was in my sukkah, I was sitting, and suddenly Rabbeinu came down to me, and we were sitting for 45 minutes and we were talking. Me and Rabbeinu, he came from heaven to talk to me, and he was all flames of fire, and I could see his face. And you know that picture that someone painted, and he said that this is Rabbeinu? It's not Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu doesn't look like that. I saw Rabbeinu. And he told me more stories and more stories. And he said, you know, Rav Levovich, when he came to Uman a few years ago with the Rav Shalom, he brought down Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev from heaven. And Rav Shalom was there. He was standing. He saw all of that. He was crying. He was in shock. So we have someone to count on. And he said that the Tikkun HaBrit, I asked him, the Tikkun HaKlali, I asked him, but Rabbeinu said, Tikkun HaKlali, everyone are... So he said, Rabbeinu said that this is Tikkun HaKlali, in general fix, it's fixing generally. So he said, this is what it is doing. It's fixing. But it's not special for Tikkun HaBrit. And you have a proof for that you can see there are people that are reading thousands of times in their lives Tikkun HaKlali, and it doesn't help them at all. You can see. You can see people that for them Tikkun HaKlali 10 times a day, 7, 6 times a day, for them it's simple. And they're not progressing in Kedusha. You see that there's no results from that. There is that promise of Rabbeinu and the Tikkun HaKlali, and we're not Chas Shalom disrespecting Chas Shalom Tikkun HaKlali. Rabbeinu said that he sacrificed his wife and his two children to achieve that Tikkun HaKlali. We don't know what we're talking about. But he said, and I heard it from him, that for Tikkun HaBrit, for Kedusha, need to learn Mishnayot in the thoughts. To think Mishnayot. To think Mishnayot. And finally, to know all of the Shas Mishnayot by heart, in the thoughts. And for a person that used to learn with his mouth, it looks like it's Bitul Torah to think Mishnayot. He's sitting and he's reading and reading and reading, and he doesn't feel like he's learning. But he said, and I asked him, I cannot say it with my mouth. He said, no, the dibur, the words, are not the thoughts. You need to fix in the machshavot. You need to fix the defect in the place that you sin. If you sinned in your thoughts, you need to fix your thoughts. If you sinned in your speech, you need to fix your speech. If you need both, you need both. You cannot cover with one on the other. And if you want to cover with one on the other, the only way that it can be is with the highest on the lower. With the higher on the lower, maybe. So for sure, to think, it's better than to talk. For sure. And the fact that the world are not aware to that, it's just a proof that it is true. It's just showing. Because we see how the world is far from the purpose. How much the world is far from the purpose. He said other things, a lot of things, very important things, but for us, for now, it's very important to try to do that, maybe to try to start with something like 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, to sit and to think Mishnayot. To see Mishnayot, to start the Mishnah Rishonah, first Mishnah, Masechet Brachot, whatever you want, Masechet Nezikin, maybe there is something better, I don't know, in learning Masechet Nezikin. Taharot, purification, whatever. Find the Mishnayot and start to think Mishnayot. It helps to fix the thoughts. And we need to do tshuva in the place that we sin. And if we sinned in our thoughts, we need to fix the thoughts. We need to think positive. We need to think Torah. We need to think Torah. Alright. So, Baruch Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed Vav. And we learned on the soul of the general soul of all of Am Israel, Nefesh el Bet Yaakov. And when that Nefesh of Bet Yaakov, maybe ninth line, two, four, six, eighth line in Torah Lamed Vav, וכשהנפש של בית יעקב, and the soul of בית יעקב, באה בגלות, comes in the exile, תחת יד 70 לשונות, under the hand of 70 languages, היינו במידותיהם הרעים, means in their bad attributes. אזי, so then, היא רעמת 70 קלים, it screams in 70 voices. No one can stand the suffering of sinning. No Jew can stand that. No Israeli person can stand the fact that he's sinning, that he's failing, that he's falling, that he's angry, that he's mad, that he's furious. Cannot stand it. And he's screaming in 70 voices. The neshama, the soul, is screaming from inside. Kayoledet, like the woman in labor. Shekodem aledad, the force that she gives birth. Hitzoeket shiv'in kalin, she's screaming 70 voices. Keneged shiv'in tevin shebemizmor ya'ancha, and they're equivalent to the 70 words in their song ya'ancha, that Hashem is going to answer to you in the time of trouble. Ya'ancha Hashem be'etzara. Shebelo ze, and without that, hi efshar la leiled, she cannot give birth. Vezeu klal, and this is a rule. Shekol nefesh mi'Israel, that every soul from Am Israel, קודם שיש לה התגלות בתורה ובעבודה, before that הקדוש ברוך הוא helps that soul to reveal something new in Torah and in work. What it means in work means in tefillah, that you're connecting yourself to Hashem Yitbarach every time before we're getting closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא. אזי מנסים, so they're testing you, ומצרפים את הנפש. How you say מצרפים? מלשון צרוף, כסף, purifying.
To refine.
Et ha-nefesh, that soul, begalut shel 70 lashon, in the exile of 70 languages, haynu betavotehen, means in their lusts. Means that before that they're opening a new page for you in Limud HaTorah, before they're opening a new page for you in Dvekut, in Tefillah, connecting yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, first of all, they're testing that person, that soul, in the lusts of 70 nations. This is it. Have to understand that. Have to accept that. Have not to argue with that. Have to realize that this is the process of the tshuva. Like that, I spoke with one of the friends here from our class yesterday night, and I told him, in the process of the tshuva, you have to prepare yourself. They're going to kick you back. They're going to bring you back to all of the places. Today, in the beginning of your tshuva, you feel illuminated, you feel light, you feel very good. The truth is that the process of the tshuva haven't really started yet. The real process of tshuva is to realize how much damage you caused, and how many things you ruin, and how far you are from Hashem. For that, for sure, you have to have tools. You have to have vessels. You have to have happiness inside. This is why they're making so many discounts for us. This is why they're helping us so much to enjoy from the Torah Kedosha. The real truth is that they need to smack us, to break our bones. This is the truth. Really, you sinned. Rashi is saying, if a person is breaking the will of Hashem, min ra'uy shiyamut, he's supposed to die. This is the real answer. But Hashem doesn't want that. Lo chafetz b'mot hamet. Hashem doesn't want wicked people to die. Hashem wants them to do tshuva. B'shuvo midarko v'chaya. They're going to do tshuva, come back from their way, and to do tshuva. So for that, Hashem have to give us the rope, give us parnasah, give us happiness, give us success, give us health, give us a lot of things that we not deserve to have. But Hashem is giving those things that we're going to have the ability, the power to deal with what that we done. For that, each and every one of us have to be strong on that, to commit ourselves to that process of tshuva. And this is something that I talked to you about it few times before. It's the main point of our Rebbe, Rav Shalom Arush Shichye, that his point of truth is so strong on that issue of tshuva that he's breaking himself to parts. On us, he sees that we don't have those powers at all, that we're very far from tshuva. Like Rabbeinu said, you cannot do tshuva on one sin that you sin, just I'm doing tshuva for you. So he's taking it all on himself. And he is taking it all on himself. There was a Brit Milah of Natan, the son of Rav Shalom, in Friday noon. They called the son, named on Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovich. Rav Shalom was standing, and he said on the baby boy, "Yikaresh Mo Israel." His name going to be in Am Israel. Al Shem, on the named after Rabbi Umori, my Rabbi, Yehuda Zev. When he said Yehuda Zev, he closed his eyes and he started to cry. And it was horrifying. Everyone that got a little bit of a heart would shake. And after he relaxed, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, he said, Ben Natan, son of Natan, and moved on with the brachot and everything. After it, Rav Aaron Stern, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that he was the mohel, he asked the Rav, "Why were you crying?" So he told him, "When I said Rabbi Umori Yehuda Ze'ev, I saw Rabbi Yehuda Ze'ev standing in front of me." He passed away more than 3 years ago. We don't understand where we're holding. Rabbi David Chaim Stern told me that there was no righteous man in all of the generation that saw Eliyahu HaNavi more times than Rabbi Yehuda Ze'ev Leibovich. He said that Eliyahu HaNavi was coming to Rabbi Yehuda Ze'ev Leibovich all of the time coming to him, all of the time. Rav Shalom was sitting with him almost daily for 6 years. And I told you that when that journalist asked Rav Shalom, "What were you learning?" So he told him, "We were learning." So he told him, "But what? Which books you were learning?" So he told him, "Lamadnu ma shelomdim." We were learning what did you learn. He wants to hear Ritva, Ran, Rif. They were learning Dusha. They were learning secrets. They were learning Dvekut. They were learning how to cancel yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. And each and every one of us, even though that we are so low, that we're so far, we have that bridge under our nose, already built under our legs, to follow the righteous people on the footsteps, to follow them. If we're not going to drop our grip, if we're going to just keep on following them, to listen to their advice, we're going to walk with them to the place that they are walking to. We're going to have the same achievements that they have, the same success that they have, the same purity. Like that Rabbeinu said, "And yasetchem kamoni mamash." I'm going to make you to be exactly like I am. And if you don't believe in that, you have a problem in faith in Chachamim. That you don't believe to Chachamim. That they have the power to heal you from all of your stupidity, from all of your lust and desires, from all of our nonsense. I gave that example a few days ago to one of the friends here from the class, and I told him, "You remember you were sitting in pubs, in discotheques, you were drinking? When you were 16 and 17, no one could convince you that you're not enjoying. Because you were stuck inside that nonsense, and you were telling everyone that it's fun. No, I'm enjoying." And if people would try to rebuke you, you wouldn't hear them. You believed to yourself that you were enjoying. But when you become to be 20, 21, I don't know, everyone, there are people that are still 17, after 20 years, they're still denying. After a certain time, you observed and you said, hey, it's not so much fun, I'm not enjoying so much. And then you were thinking about it more and more and more, and then you realize that actually you're not enjoying at all, and that it's a stupid thing that you're doing, and that it's not you, and that you're not lying all of the time, and that you're acting, and it's not really what did you want to do with your life. And now, after that, you walked with that a certain few years. If someone now going to tell you, hey, there is a great party, it's not even a test for you. You realized, you clarified this for yourself. This is it. It's not for me. It's not attempting me anymore. The same, you should know that it's going to be with all of lusts and desires. Now for you, a certain lust, this is it. It's heaven. It's heaven. It's beyond heaven. Tzadikim, they don't. They never tested it. They never tried, right? Tzadikim. They weren't there. They don't know the taste of lust and desires. This is for you now, that you're deep in the filth and you don't realize. But if you're going to work on yourself a little bit, on your awareness, with more prayers, more mikveh, more itbodeduyot, in a certain time, suddenly you're going to feel a little bit disgust, a little bit something is wrong here. Maybe you already feel that, and that process means that in few more years you're going to be totally outside from things that for now it looks for you that there's no chance to go out from those places. For you now you feel like you're in prison. This is it. Poison that is covered with chocolate. You feel the sweetness. You haven't came to the poison. You don't feel the taste of the poison yet. Alright. But if you're going to be consistently going, following after the advice of the righteous people, one day you're going to find yourself with them. One day you're going to look back and you're going to say, hey, Baruch Hashem, I'm not holding in those low places that I was holding a few years ago. And everyone that's going to stop now for a moment of observation to check where you're holding today, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It's a mofet. It's huge. It's gewaldig. You cannot understand what it means. That myself, that I remember myself, that I remember what I was doing when I was 9, that I remember what I was doing when I was 12, that I remember my bar mitzvah, the ones that had bar mitzvah, that I remember what I was doing when I was 15, my first motorcycle when I was 16, the second one after I ruined the first one when I was 17. And on and on and on and on and on. That I'm going to serve Hashem. Alright, so it's crooked. So I'm not doing it right. I wasn't growing on the knees of the Rebbe Mibiala and the Rebbe Mibel's knees in the Talmud Torah of Dushinsky of I don't know what. So which chance in the world is going to be that I'm going to be in the place that I am? Zero chance. Zero odds that I'm going to be in that place. It's all 100% miracle. And it's also a process. And if you see a process, you know that. You're wiser than me. I don't have even 10 years in school. You have more than me. If there is a certain process, you know that it's going to continue. And you're just growing. From the beginning of your tshuva, you're just growing. So what's going to stop that? Why is Hashem going to stop that? Except of crazy ideas of Lashon Hara on Hashem. That are all just Otsah Diba. It's not true. Hashem is helping. Hashem is supporting. Hashem is helping so much. He's so kind. All of the time, sending new messengers, new advice, new ideas, new good thoughts, new options. All of the time. Reviving us. Refreshing us. All of the time. Every day. It would do it. That greatness. It would do it. That you can stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to talk. Rabbi David Chaim said to his helper, when I was standing there, he said to his helper, you know, that Jew is holding in a very high level. So the helper looked at me and he told him, he's a real Yerei Shamayim. You know how I know? I told him how. So he said, because you can see on him that he's got hundreds and thousands of hours of Itbodedut. And all of the righteous people achieve their level only by that. that they were doing hours and hours of this Bezut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say on me that I'm Yireh Shamayim, it's the biggest joke of them all. But when you have Rabbi David Chaim Stern that is never lying, never lies, you can count on him. And based on what? On Yid Bodedut. How you achieve that? Because of Yid Bodedut. Because I know and I can testify in myself that every time that I have a horrible problem in my life, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem is very kind always to put me in stress, always, always, I'm running to the fields. This is my solution. I don't have other solution. I don't have rich parents and my Rebbe is not available. And I'm always running to the fields. Always. Always. You can see me every day, more than 2 hours, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I don't have other solutions. Not because I'm righteous. Because there's no other solutions. What am I going to do? I don't have other solutions. Who am I going to talk to? You can help me, I'm going to call you. You can help me, I'm going to call you. You can help me, I'm going to call you. Give me your phone numbers, I'm going to call you all. You cannot help me. Only Hashem can help me. To me, I know myself. Only Hashem can help me. Who can help me? Even Harav cannot help me if I'm not going to glue myself to Hashem. If I'm not going to want to receive help, Harav cannot help me. I saw huge students of Harav that were connected to him, that they were his helpers, his drivers, his chavrutot. Fell from everything. No mikveh, no Shabbos, no purity of the family, nothing, no kiddush, nothing. Not talk about it, what they do, and truth, and not talking lashon hara. No beards, no peot, nothing, no kippot, nothing. Fell from everything. Why? Because it all depends in your will. If you don't want, no one gonna do nothing for you. In the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a higher generation than that. And they were all whining and complaining. And immediately when they could sin with women, they done it. All of them together. They were sinning in the golden calf because they wanted to permit for themselves to be with women. Nashim Nochriyot, foreign women, non-Jews. This is what they wanted. Even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot stop you. Even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot stop you. When you have flames of fire burning inside and you want them out, no one can help you. No one. You can be, I don't like it, how you say, aluka? It's a leech on the neck of the tzaddik. Can drink the blood of the tzaddik. No one's going to help you. No one's going to help you. Nothing. You can be with him day and night, day and night, day and night. If you inside haven't got to that decision that you want to serve Hashem, no one can help you. Even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot help you. This is why we need to work on our will. Every day to talk to ourselves, daily long conversations. Hashem, I want to serve you. Hashem, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. Not succeeding, but I want to. And to work on that. And this is the light of your soul. Your neshama, when it illuminates, you want Hashem. And when it's covered, you don't want Hashem. You want Pepsi, you want cola, you want burgers, you want French fries, French women, I don't know what. When the light of your neshama is covered. But when the neshama is illuminating, you want only Hashem. You want Hashem. And nothing can distract your thoughts. Whatever, which attempt they're going to try to attempt you, going to show you $1 million, it's not mine. That woman, it's not mine. You don't care. Opportunities, huge, great options, it's not mine. I'm happy with my own share. But you're poor and you're broken. I have a shame. I have a shame. Vanuchi smach b'shem. I'm going to be happy that I have a shame. And that is a point that no one can give you. No one can give you that point. Except if you hear that, and you're saying, hey, I want that point, and you're going to go alone to the field at night, where no one is there, with no respect, with no dignity, with no pride, all alone to seek for Hashem Yitbarach, to look for Hashem Yitbarach, to cry to Hashem, to ask Ribono Shel Olam, please Hashem, let me want you, let me want you. Every time that you're following your stupid, crazy lust and desires, filthy, physical lust and desires, we're cutting ourselves from Hashem. There are no two options. You cannot hold two sides, two things together. You have to choose. And when you want to replace the physical world that you're holding now, first of all, you have to drop it. Before you're going to hold the Hashem, first of all, you have to drop. And it's frightening. You have to drop your confidence. You have to drop your fears, your satisfaction and pleasure from nonsense. You have to drop those things. And this is why the Itbodedut is such an amazing tool. Because you can do that slowly, slowly. You can drop, you can lose your grip from the physical world slowly, slowly. Every day, a little bit more. You're saying, Ribono Shel Olam, I was enjoying myself yesterday. It's not the way that I want to live, Ribono Shel Olam. Yesterday I fell to all of my lusts and desires. Ribono Shel Olam, help me. I don't want that anymore, Ribono Shel Olam. By that you reveal your will. And you're developing and bringing the real will into the front line. And you become to be aware to your soul. And it's not a foreign thing for you that you have a soul. People need to think if there is a life after death and all kinds of... When you are aware to your soul, it's not a question. You know you live eternal life already. In this world, you live eternal life. You live forever. Now, you can live forever. In this moment, you live that moment forever. You're connecting yourself to Hashem now. And you're with Hashem. You live inside eternity. Eternity, you're with Hashem. If you're canceling your physical lusts and desires, how are you going to do that? You cannot cut your organs. You cannot break your lusts and desires. You need to pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove that contamination from you. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands, Ribono Shel Olam. My Yetzirah is in your hands. I cannot fight him. He's made out of fire and I'm flesh and bones. Only you can shout on him. Only you can tell him not to come to attack me anymore. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, even though that for me it looks too hard, looks too strong, look impossible, but you're beyond everything, Ribono Shel Olam. After one day, you're not going to feel no result. After 2 days, you're not going to feel no result. If you're in a horrible condition, they're going to help you after one day because you're in a horrible condition and they have to save you. But if you have certain powers, you're going to see the result after a certain time. After 1 week, after 2 weeks of Itbodeduyot, that you take in an issue and you're working on that daily. You're coming to Hashem and you're keeping mitzvah midoraita of tefillah. It's not chassidut. Itbodedut, it's not chassidut. Itbodedut, it's halacha. It's mitzvah tefillah midoraita. That if you have yetzer hara, you have to confess, you have to do tshuva on that, you have to regret, you have to apologize, you have to ask for help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would have that ability, like Rav Shalom was talking about that in Wednesday, to accept on ourselves, like Rambam demands us, to accept on ourselves not to sin, we would do that. But we're not able to accept. Accept on yourself never to look at women anymore. No, come on, do that. We're all going to laugh with you. It's going to be very nice. Accept on yourself never to be angry again. All right? Never to have desire for food. Do that. Accept it on yourself like Rambam is saying. We cannot. It's not for our generation. It's not in our abilities to accept on ourselves never to be angry. You're not control on yourself. You're not a rider that control his horse. We're in that level that our heart is not in our hands. Libenu lo birshutenu. We're not control on our hearts, on our lusts and desires. The eye saw, the heart his desire. This is it. The result is going to be that the organ is going to sin. So you cannot accept nothing on yourself except of one thing. To pray on that every day. Please, Father in heaven, help me. I cannot stop myself, the horse is too strong. This is it. He already ran. He is already deep in the field. I cannot reach him. This is it. He's sinning. My body is sinning. My body is sinning. I smell food. This is it. I see a woman. This is it. I see money. This is it. I see a bed. I see air condition. No options. It's a done deal. No, I cannot fix it. What can I do, Bro'olam? I forget you on the spot, on the moment. On the moment that there is the smallest distraction, I forget you, Ribono Shel Olam. So what can I do? I can pray. This is something that everyone can do. Everyone can have 1 hour a day. And in that 1 hour, you're standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and you're talking and talking and talking and talking, like you're talking to your best friend in the world. Like you're talking to the only one that loves you. Like you're talking to the one that really he's the only one that have the ability to help you. And he's got the will to help you. And you count on that. And you accept the insultings and your failures and the fact that he haven't answered your prayers yet with love. You're judging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kafzchut. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way that you chose to help me. There are people that you helped them in one day. They came to Eretz Israel. There was a guy who came to the apartment. He lived in the apartment 2 weeks. He got married. After 8 or 10 years that he couldn't find no shidduch. He came to our apartment. 2 weeks in the apartment. Got married. This is it. Went. They have shalom bayit. Everything is great. So there are people that Hashem, you're saving them on the spot. There are people like me that it's a process. Alright. I need to go through that process. I have to accept it. And if you're accepting it with love, I told you that. Even if you're in the lowest place of them all, and you accept the shame and the insultings with love, immediately you achieve the highest level of them all, that there is no higher level than that. When you have faith like that, that you're not falling to sadness because of your failures, there is no higher level than that in the world. No, not exist. Because you're always with Hashem. What do you want more than to be with Hashem? You're with Hashem. You accept the way that Hashem is leading you with love, with a smile on your face. This is what it calls Teshuva Me'ahava. All of your sins become to be your merits. Means that you're rich. You know why you're rich? Because of all of your sins. You had tons of sins, and now you have tons of merits, of zchuyot. Because with all of your lackings, they become to be vessels. And if Hashem is there, so He's filling those vessels. And if you have huge lackings, and it all becomes to be humility, because you accept it with love, so Hashem is there. And you have huge vessels to contain Hashem. And the righteous people are holding in a very huge level that we cannot understand. But the Baalei Teshuva that become to be righteous are holding in a higher level than them. And we cannot understand that until we're going to reach that place. We cannot understand what it means. But for us to come out from filth, to come out from darkness, on that you have a huge reward. Huge. It's a miracle that you hold in faith, that you're fighting with crazy yetzara, crazy imaginations that want to push you down to lust and desires, to kick you back to the United States to sin all day long. You're fighting. You're fighting, and you're fighting, and you're fighting. But you're a hero. You're a hero. You're not a simple man at all. And the effort of Yetzer Hara is to show you that you're zero. How is showing to you that you're zero? By showing to you the results of the exiles on your body, the scars that you're wounded from the exile. That it's hard for you to wake up in the morning, that you're not praying with the right intention, that you don't know how to put your tefillin right, that you have mistakes in brochas, that you're not learning enough, that you're not doing tshuva enough, and you haven't got married yet, and you don't have parnasa. All of that, it's the physical world. It's not me. It's my body. You cannot rebuke me and I'm going to be insulted on how my car looks. It's my car. Those are my horses. It's not me. You're not touching me. Who am I? I'm the soul. And the soul, Neshama Elokit, it's pure. It's a daughter of Hashem Yitbarach. It's Hashem Yitbarach himself. You cannot contaminate me at all. Yetzer is just fighting with us that we will not gonna believe that we're spiritual. That we will not gonna believe that we are already pure. That we're succeeding. That we don't need to stand in no tests. That we're already close to Hashem. If you're alive, Hashem is with you. And after death, Hashem is even more so, is over there with you. Holding you and waiting for you. And He loves us. And He's helping us and providing all of our needs. And opening our eyes to see Hashem and to believe in Hashem and to pray to Hashem. Great things happen every day to each and every one of us. Every day we just become richer and richer. And on that it's been said that she blew siftot achim ilomar dai. You don't know what to say to Hashem Yitbarach except of thanks. If you have a point of truth, that you're not looking forward into your imaginary world, what you want to achieve, what you wish to achieve, look back where you came from 10 years ago, where you were holding, where you were stuck 10 years ago, and today how you're spending your life. What were you talking 10 years ago and what are you talking today? How you go to shul every day, how you pray every day, how you go to Beit Midrash every day, how you learn Torah, how you're not shaving your beard, how you have peot, how you try to guard your eyes, how you want to be righteous, how you admire those people. Once you were admiring football players, you were admiring stupid non-Jews, people, models, I don't know what, film actors, how you say this, movie, stars, imaginations. Oh, him and him, and after it you hear that he's raping children in the how you call that park? Dark park? That he's part of a cult, that he sell, that he gave all of his millions to, I don't know what, to ruin the world, to the rainbow, I don't know what. You were admiring him, and now he gave the 50 millions to the rainbow. And Hashem saved your life. And Hashem dragged you from darkness, from Porsche, from BMW, from Lamborghini, from horses, from football, from I don't know what, from jeans, from Levi's, from imagination. And now you don't care and you wear 25 shekels shirt and pants about 75 shekels. And you go to Beit Midrash and you look like an angel, you look like a groom. No one can compete you. You have your black hat, you have your black jacket, you have black pants, white shirt, like a Man in Black. I call that movie. Here comes the Man in Black. A boy side. We're on the horse.